Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 449 of the Milk Bar. Coming up on the show, we'll have music from Rich Kruger. He'll be along sharing some of his tunes off his brand new album. Also, we'll be finding out what's going on at the Arena Theatre with Neil Redding, letting us know about their forthcoming season. We'll talk to Console Dramatic Society directors Colin and Wendy Peterson. They'll be joining me for a little few words on their forthcoming show, which is part of the Console Community Arts Festival. But first of all, Brian Connolly, still the greatest entertainer in his price range, not just a bold claim, it's the name of his show as well, and he joins me on the line now to tell me more about it. Hello.
Well, hello to you.
You're at the Grand on the 10th of March, and it's going to be a good night by the sounds of things.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a good night, it's going to be a good afternoon. But the evening show sold out, so we've actually put in a matinee performance as well, so there's obviously tickets available for that. But it's a potpourri of entertainment, and, you know, I've been doing it for four decades now, so there's quite a lot to sort of go through. Obviously, I give a nod to all the musicals I've been in, and Dangerous Brian appears at one point, and the Puppets, you know, and I have a wonderful support act called Matt Ricardo, but I still do the whole evening. He just does a little short 20-minute spot to give me a chance to get changed at one point. But, yeah, it's just a celebration and a night full of fun and laughter. It's as much fun as you can have with your clothes on.
But, I mean, basically, it sounds like a whole variety show crammed into just you two guys on stage doing the business.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I am. I'm an entertainer. I'm a variety performer. So, yeah, there's many things. I think in this day and age, people get bored very quickly. So with me, I'm a bit the same. So I like to do a bit of everything. I even do fire eating in my act. I play the penny whistle. I play the violin. I just do everything. And, of course, obviously, I'll be talking about Strictly, my wonderful performance on that. Well, you know, I lasted 5 weeks, so that's good for me.
That's good going.
I mean, I can't really say anymore. Only that it's a laugh. It's very much a comedy show, you know. There's a bit of singing, but it's all about having fun, you know.
And with the stuff that we've seen you do on TV, I mean, over four decades, as you say, that we know that it's going to be great quality entertainment. But how do you keep the ideas going for so long? Because, as you say, it is about having something different every time you're on stage. Having a theme, but something that's uniquely you, but equally something, they never know what's going to happen next, do they?
Well, yeah, I enjoy doing, we would call it business. I'm not a man that stands there and tells jokes. Everything is evolved around whatever routine I'm doing, whether it be fire eating or things like that. But, you know, my kids fuel it. I've got two daughters, one's 16, the other one's 20. And so, you know, it's just life. It's just, you know, pulling up at the services and all sorts of things and shopping and everything that sort of gets in the way and everything I want to throw into room 101, you know. And it's just, you know, and I write and do a lot when I'm in the car. Well, like last year when I was on tour, you know, I've got my little tape recorder and I sort of put it on. Oh, that's a good idea, that's a good, you know, so as I'm gearing up for it. I mean, I always say there's always about 20 minutes of new stuff every time I do a tour, and we always try and move on to somewhere that we haven't been for at least a couple of years, you know. So, you know, it just grows. It's what sort of makes me laugh and what the world's all about. Obviously, I don't get very political, obviously, but I've obviously got to talk about Donald Trump, which I'll do at some point, you know.
Is Donald Trump political? I'm not entirely sure.
Exactly, yeah. You know who he is? He's a puppet. That's what Donald Trump is. But I'm pleased, we're all ramped up, and I'm really pleased that the first show sold out. So we decided, oh, we better put a matinee in, and even that's doing well. So, you know, it's great for me. Last time I was at the Grand was when I'd done Hairspray, where I played Edna Turnblad. So, you know, and obviously I was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Oliver and Jolson. So, you know, all that we sort of talk about as well. And I've got many showbiz stories, you know, that have amused me over many years. And so there's all that as well. And I've just finished a television series which starts very well in the spring on Channel 4 called Buy It Now. So that's what I've been very busy with since I finished Pantomime. And I've just, in fact, I've been busy since the second week in August. Because the second week in August we start Strictly. As soon as I finished, a couple of weeks after that I started Pantomime. The day after the plan that I've finished. I've just done 10 days of a television series, and now this is my second day off since the second week in August. So it's been really busy, and it's just nice to have a bit of time to gear up for the tour.
Absolutely. You know,
I'm looking forward to it.
Get in the right frame of mind on it, polish a few bits of the script, which I'm sure are fairly well buffed already. And
It's very tuned up. You know, it's like a Ferrari. It goes 100 miles an hour, and just hang on to your seats and bring some tissues. I don't like polite laughter. I want to hear belly laughs. That's what I've always been about.
I'm sure that's absolutely going to be the case. Brian Connolly, still the greatest entertainer in his price range. Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, Saturday the 10th of March. The 2:30 matinee is the one you want to be booking tickets for. Price at £17.50 through £27.50. GrandTheatre.co.uk or 01902 429212 for the box office number. So make sure you go along and see this man. Brian, great speaking to you. Break a leg, and we look forward to having you at the Grand in Wolverhampton.
Hi, thank you very much. It was lovely to talk to you. Come see the show. I promise I won't let you down.
A day don't pass me by when a perfect stranger doesn't tell me that I remind them of someone they once loved and knew had died. I smile back at them as if to say, oh, thank you, 'cause it's good having been seen for having tried. Like you, I'm here to raise a glass to all my lonely, foolish dreams. The cup spills over sometime when the troubles start to swell. No right mind and no heart wants to break down to a stranger. So that's why God made bars and girl bar singers and one night cheap motels. But friend, you look like you're drunk enough, you might understand me. Let me pull on your coat a while till the night tears us apart. There ain't nobody sober that's going to talk to me. A stupid broken heart. Before I've had a few more than a few. I'm staring up at the stage and wondering when she'll get started. A few more and every song she sings will be about me too. She sings about loneliness like it was something she invented. Oh, she's kicking at my head from the inside. Shatters my illusion that I just one day might be happy. And she leaves smiling before I can drink up all I can't hide. Friend, if you're my friend, you'd think you'd tell me. Oh, but I'm too drunk to listen, and the nights tear me apart. There ain't nobody sober that's going to talk to me tonight. And a stupid broken heart. Mm-hmm.
That's Rich Kruger and A Stupid Broken Heart. He joins me on the line now to tell me more about what's going on in his world of music. Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, Wolverhampton. Very exciting to be on the radio in England.
Well, it's good to have you on the radio here in the UK, so we're enjoying the sound as well. And A Stupid Broken Heart is just the start of massive things to come with your music in 2018, because you're releasing two albums, I believe.
Yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to release two albums. We've already started recording the second one, which hopefully will come out in the fall. But the first record is out, and it's available through all of the usual digital sources, and you can purchase the actual thing on CD Baby right now, but you can get it digitally on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and all there, and CD Baby and all those other places.
Well, give us a bit on your background then, because you're an amazingly talented performer, I believe.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit unusual at some level, because I am a physician.
Okay.
I'm a neonatologist. I take care of sick newborn babies. I work for the University of Chicago. But I've also been a musician for 30 years, and had a band for a long time called the Dysfunctionals, which we toured some in the 90s. We played a lot with Peter Stanfield from the old Holy Motor Rounders out in New York, and it was very exciting. And then pursued the career for a while, and now I'm back trying to make having made a real record, and we've got a lot of great players on it, and trying to pursue this sort of second career.
Many strings to the bow, and do you serenade some of your patients ever?
Quietly, maybe, but not so much with my songs. I think my songs would upset them, perhaps. No, I have sung to patients when they've to try to make them better, and sometimes it's worse. But I just share with some of my colleagues and stuff.
And with the family as well, are they growing up enjoying your music too?
I'm very excited for what's going on with the record and stuff. Yeah. But it's sort of more. I'm the one that's mostly interested in it. They find it kind of amusing.
So basically, they just sort of let you get on with it because it keeps you quiet, or at least noisy in the right way.
That's right. You got it exactly. That's exactly right.
So, with a 30-year music career, I mean, what is it that's really standing out for you as your highlight so far?
Well, I mean, there's been so many. Making this record is the most current one. I mean, we've gotten some fabulous reviews on it already. We got a review in No Depression, which is a big music journal internationally, and I mean, they basically say, where have I been all these years? And they call the record probably perfect, you know, which is exciting to me. Other great things, I had one opportunity to play at Town Hall in 2010, which is sort of like the Carnegie Hall in the Broadway area in New York City. I used to play the Bottom Line in New York City before it closed a few times. And it's an exciting journey. You know, and I take the music very seriously.
So, with the sound, how do you think it's developed in time? And do you think there are other influences outside of your direct musical world that are changing the way you're writing?
Well, I listen to, I kind of, like a lot of musicians, I listen to everything, you know, and love all kinds of music. There's, you know, I mean, I agree with Louis Armstrong, you know, there's only two kinds of music. There's good music and bad music. And in terms of genres, you know, I listen to everything. And the record swings that way, too. I mean, it goes from things that are really straightforward Americana to more AAA pop, rock, to blue-eyed soul. There's even notes of a little nod to the Sex Pistols in a couple of places in the record. So, you know, and I think it holds together that way. And the people that enjoy the record enjoy that.
And it's making it all happen and making the sound what it is. And obviously, you're not working alone when you're performing. You've got a full band working with you. And how does that all interact?
The band is my old drummer from my old band, and Vince Edmonds is a fantastic drummer. The bass player is a guy named Bill Cavanaugh, who's also was the engineer on the record. And it was at his studio that we recorded it. And then, you know, there's probably about 20 other people on the record. And each song is treated in terms of the musicianship, in terms of what really works for the song. So There's a lot of my friends from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who are playing on it. Tulsa's, if you're ever in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's a wonderful town, wonderful players, a really high level of musicianship. And we have a lot of sort of soul R&B performers that are on the record, too, on some of the more soul-like stuff. People, and you know, they played with people like Miles Davis and Chaka Khan and Stevie Wonder. And so the level of the musicianship of the other players on the record is outstanding. We just had a show, the record release party, last weekend, on the 27th, and we had a 9-piece band.
Wow.
In a little tiny bar, and it went really well. I mean, you know, because the players are just fantastic.
Well, it's a fantastic sound. I've only so far heard A Stupid Broken Heart. But we're going to have another track now. So what else are we going to listen to from the album Life Ain't That Long?
Why don't we listen to The Gospel According to Carl?
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about this one.
Well, this is a song. It's basically about a guy named Carl. And Carl sells used cars. And Carl develops a crisis of conscience, because he develops a conscience, which is a crisis if you sell used cars for a living. It's a gospel song. It came out of a lot of different sources. It's got a real great Randy Newman vibe.
Well, I reckon I'm going to enjoy it because I'm loving the sound I've heard so far. Where can people find out more about you online?
You can go to my website, which is www.richkruger, as one word, rich, richkruger.com. So www.richkruger.com. And that leads you to all the places where you can find my music and listen to my music. And you can also connect with me. You can send me an email, and we can communicate. Get put you on the mailing list. I'm hoping to get to England in next fall or the spring of next 2019 to do some touring.
Well, it would be great to see you over here. Loving the sound. Looking forward to the second album of 2018 as well. And have a great time and keep up the good work, both at the day job and in the music too.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. And thanks for listening.
I'm wearing a big bow tie. The time was I could sell you anything. Even the pyramids along the Nile. Just crack open the odometer and roll back the miles. Flash a smile, rattle those keys, then watch the beater roll off the lot, just like a set of old bones. But if you don't get 50 miles before the brakes just fail, well, even Jesus had no guarantees. Yes, I was blessed with an honest faith. I took religion at an early age. I played this cripple with an offering plate. His daddy saved souls from a soapbox stage. And when he passed, he left me that gift. Christ, the man could sell you anything. I mean anything. But damn, my soul to hell somehow nested away. Behold, a broken salesman's fall from grace. Can't you hear the bell? Oh, there's a church at the end of the road. Praying, praying, take me back before I lost my faith. Take me back, take me back. But I can look you in the eye, shake your hand, then lie straight to your face. Those were my glory days. No pricks of conscience to get in the way. Who'd ever guess it'd be over? And there were no accidents to shake my confidence. Since that news, I've hardly been sober. They had me clean out my desk. And I swore they'd be begging me to come back. When this new guy, he leaned back at my old chair and said, look, pal, don't make us laugh. I guess he knew my wife, who said the same thing the week before, then slammed the door. And they're so sure I got nowhere to go. You can tell them it's me and my maker tonight. Can't you hear the bell ringing? There's a church at the end of the road. The congregation is singing. And from up here on the steeple, you feel a little closer to our Jesus. Yeah.
And it says here that it looks like rain on page four of the newspaper parasol, next to the photo of the family who lost control of their vehicle on the way home. And Christ, time is, I can sell you anything. Jesus, keep me on home. I can hear the bells ringing. There's a church at the end of the road. The congregation is screaming. As I let go of the steeple, catch me, Jesus.
As part of the Codsall Community Arts Festival, the Codsall Dramatic Society are producing The Thrill of Love. To tell us more about it, I have Colin and Wendy Peterson. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
So, first of all, this is a bit of a move away from some of the more entertaining comedy-style shows, but a very interesting piece and one that will leave people wanting to know more about the story, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Amanda Whittington, the author, has previously written more comic plays. This is a drama. It's about Ruth Ellis, the last woman to be hanged. Although it's a drama, it still has its light-hearted moments in true Amanda Whittington style.
It's telling the story of a life and one that came to an end under very public circumstances. And the tale behind what actually went on really is the crux of this, and it is quite a bit of intrigue, isn't it?
There is. It's quite a lot of intrigue in this one, because nobody really knows why she did it, because she didn't tell anybody. Unfortunately, she was hanged first. She did actually try and get some evidence out right at the very end and told things privately to her lawyers, but it was all too late by then. So it's an interesting story.
Absolutely. And one which is going to be a challenge for any actor taking it on. But, I mean, Codsall Dramatic are used to some interesting, different stories and I've worked on some great stuff over the last few years I've been going along. So it's not going to be unusual to them to be having to approach this from an interesting angle.
Absolutely. We've got some talented actors down with us. We have a fairly new young lady, Ali Hughes, who's taking the lead role of Ruth. She's taking the part very seriously. She is researching the character of Ruth and her background, her lifestyle, and it should be a very good production.
So the production runs from Wednesday the 7th through to Saturday the 10th. There's a Saturday matinee as well. So plenty of opportunity for people to come and see this. It's all in March as part of, you say, the Codsall Community Arts Festival. And there's so much going on around the village at this point. People are going to be stopping in and seeing as many different shows as they can. So it's good that you've got such a good opportunity for them to do it. And how are you approaching this from your point of view in production direction?
Right, well, we're taking it seriously, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's a good start.
We're sharing the direction. Wendy, at the moment, is doing most of the dialogue, and I'm doing most of the sort of liaison with technical people. So whilst Wendy's doing things like dialogue and costumes, I'm looking after sound and light. And various other bits of publicity, staging.
So staging's got to be a big part of this, because how is it actually set?
We're setting it in... We were going to set it in the round completely, but changed our mind just to get that bit of extra space. So it's almost like a thrust stage coming away from the end of the room. The audience will be on three sides, and we have got six discrete lighting areas. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that the lighting rig, when we get it up, will light these areas individually, so we'll be able to move from one venue in the play to another by simply moving from one pool of light into another with minimal furniture.
So again, it's about setting a scene, creating an atmosphere, and that really is going to be what tells the story as much as anything else,
it,
I think.
It is. Also, Amanda Whittington does have a habit of producing the music that she wants to go with her plays. So with Ladies' Day, it was all Tony Christie music. Mm-hmm. This one's all Billie Holiday.
Now, that's an interesting one to try and set into the time as well, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's very interesting. I have to say I'm not a particular fan of Billie Holiday music.
You will be by the end of the run.
I will be by the end of the run, but I can see what she's after, because mm-hmm. the words are there, the emotion's there, and it's going to balance beautifully with the play.
So, full details are available on the Codswell Dramatic Society website. What would you stick on the end of Codswell Dramatic Society to make it a website?
www.codswelldramaticsociety.co.uk.
So .co.uk does the job on that one, and get yourself along, get your tickets that way, or you can get them in the village as well?
You can get them in the village, or you can get them from the Codswell Arts Festival outlets, or go online for the Codswell Arts Festival, which is www.codswellartsfestival.org.uk, and you can get all the details, download a brochure there.
So you want to see this on stage. It runs, as we say, from the 7th through to the 10th of March. That's a Wednesday through Saturday with a Saturday matinee, and see a very fine group of people putting together a very worthy and interesting dramatic production. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.
Good to see you. Bye.
Christ said, dig it out, cut it loose. The rueful treasure in your chest, the buried child that's of no use. The bitter guilt and stupid sorrow, you staunchly unsurrendered. From that hollow part that once held your heart. Listening, and even to a kind friend, it only sounds like pissing. You've been betrayed again and again by a restive, unforgiving brain, and by those songs that always seem to make it fucking rain. I ain't going down again this time. You can't bring me down again, this time it's mine. I have no more room for shadows, I have no more time for this kind of noise. Say goodbye to one of your Wednesday boys. Again into that mirror, cross yourself and count to ten. The stranger in that unkind glass ain't never been no real good friend. Though you both could stand a real good talking to, however would he listen this time? Ask yourself, would you? Chin up off the hook and leave behind all those songs that always make it rain, and all those holes where you earth your poison, honey, pain. I ain't going down again this time.
I've no more time for this kind of noise. Say goodbye to one of you Wednesday boys. Oh, say goodbye to one of you Wednesday boys.
With Neil Redding over at the arena, they've got a fantastic new season ahead of them, and he's here to tell me more about it, as I say. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you are busy, aren't you? And is this keeping you in fine form?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a tiny little break over January, and we've had all the seats reupholstered in the auditorium while we've been off, but yeah, we're ready to go now, and we've got a really great season coming up.
And highlights is the easiest way of doing this. From your personal point of view, the stuff you want to see, it's all great and there is something for everybody there, but what are you really looking forward to?
Yeah, really excited to be opening with Mirror Mirror, which is a new piece of work from Red Earth Theatre. It's a fully accessible piece of work for children, so it has integrated sign language, audio description, captioning. It's accessible to anybody, and it's a retelling of Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. Red Earth are a company we've worked with for a long time, and it's nice to have them back. It's been about two and a half years since they've last been here, and they've been in all week this week making the work with us, so it opens with us before it tours nationally, so that's really exciting. We've got a show called Lefty Scum coming up in a few weeks' time in the middle of February, which is Josie Long, stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. Grace Petrie, who's a folk singer and activist, and Johnny and the Baptists, who are sort of folk band, political activist band, and they'll be here in the middle of February, I think February the 16th, with their show, and it's a right on lefty liberal snowflake night out.
So maybe not something for everybody that night, but certainly something's better for a good entertainment.
Yeah, well, for your listeners who know the scene, when around Wolverhampton, when I booked it, I rang Dave Pitt and said to him, I've booked your favourite show of next year. So if you like Dave Pitt's work, then that's certainly for you. And that follows hot on the heels of John Godber's Teachers, which is coming to us in February, which is Black Eyed Theatre making a return with that show, which was with us, I think, 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And we were only able to have it for one night 3 years ago, and it sold out. We've got it for three nights, I think four shows over three nights. So we're hoping that we're going to have a really strong audience for that. We've got two pieces of work made in-house coming up this season. So we've got This Is Margaret, which is a new play by Tom Allsop. Tom Allsop's a writer from Cannock, who was part of the Reps Foundry programme a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He's also a regular contributor to 1448, and he's a fantastic writer, stand-up comedian, really, really talented bloke. He's written a play which is about dementia and about an old man dealing with the loss of his wife when she goes into a care home, yep. And how he copes at home without her. It's a really moving play. It's a really fantastic piece, and that'll be with us around Easter time, and that's made at the arena. And we're also premiering Darlaston Dogfight, which is a show made by Regional Voice Theatre Company, who are local to the Black Country and are making Black Country theatre about Black Country stories with a Black Country voice. So really excited to have them with us as well in the new season.
And your cover stars are new old friends for the brochure this year.
New old friends, yeah, who are just fantastic. They've just finished their run at Litchfield Garrick with Crimes on the Christmas Express, which I know you covered.
Yeah, and 1948, Johnny was there as well.
Yes, yes, Johnny is all over it. And I mean, I don't want to boost his ego too much, but we did book this basically on the fact that Johnny's in it. So, yeah, he'll be here for that. And he's... New Old Friends are just a fantastic company. It's a sort of Agatha Christie... inspired mystery, as a lot of their things are, set on the English Riviera, and it will be full of their usual slapstick farce, you know, very high gag rate, incredibly funny work, great performers, really lovely company, and they're here. Unfortunately, their tour is so prolific, and they're so popular at the moment we've only managed to get them for one night, but they'll be here on the 28th of February, I think, for one evening, and it's already selling really, really well. So if you want your tickets for that, you need to get in fast.
Yeah, I can guarantee you will love the night. They're fantastic, as you say.
I think they're also doing one night in Lichfield Garrick as well, which is a much bigger room. So if we sell out, you can always go over to Lichfield and watch them there. But come to us first, because you know, we'll
go and see it twice.
Go and see it twice. It'll be that good. It'll be fantastic.
It'll be different each night as well, probably.
Yeah,
to point.
Almost certainly knowing them. We're really excited about that. We've got just a really great season, some really interesting stuff. A couple of theatre makers who are sort of dealing with Brexit, which is quite, you know, sort of we were sort of expecting that year and a half.
Pertinent stuff,
For the theatre makers to have, you know, got their act together.
And anything artistically written around it that's very creative is probably more realistic than the news coverage we seem to get.
Almost certainly. David Min's back with his one-man Great Expectations. I think it's 3 years since we had that first. David Min was one of the founders of Knee-High Company. He bought us The Odyssey last year and Dracula the year before. Mm-hmm. His shows are so inventive, so creative. Amazing how one man can tell this you know, such a complex story like Great Expectations through just himself and some fantastic props. It's always a sort of fits in a suitcase kind of show. And we love those here, so that's really great to have those guys. And Vamos are back as well with new work.
They're the ones with the big heads.
They are the ones, full mask theatre, no dialogue. And they're back 15th and 16th of March with A Brave Face, which is a piece about post-traumatic stress among forces, you know, ex-servicemen and people who've served in the forces. And Vamos's work is always really heartfelt and really moving, and we're working on a long-term project with them, so they will be here pretty much every season for the next couple of years. Mm. And their work's always well received and is selling well as well. So again, if you want to come and see brand new Vamos work, then get your tickets now.
All the events taking place here, go along to your website. Give us the details of your website so people can pop along and buy tickets.
arena.wlv.ac.uk. All tickets, less £12 or less.
Okay, so look out for that one. arena.wlv.ac.uk. 01902 321 321, the box office number, and get yourself along to some fab stuff down at the arena. Neil, thank you for having a chat with us.
Absolute pleasure.
Now that your world has gone, turn inside out. And everything you hold true is plagued with doubt. If there's still a place where life's wrestled free from fear, and there's a God who loves us, it ain't here. Look, you and I both know that mistakes were made. As the philosopher said, even emperors will. But it was telling the emperor what kings just don't wanna hear. Got the philosopher killed. When speaking lies is safer than speaking true. Listen, friend, there's something you can do. Take your broken wooden heart, carve yourself a gypsy violin. Naked laugh just like a mother's crying. Listen while it whispers that the world isn't dying, and tomorrow's really not that far. Remember, tomorrow's what we are. Get in my car, I'll drive us down ancient Rome. 54 AD, Emperor Nero's at home. At night in his garden, Christian torches glow. He entertains masses with fiddle and bow. And like the late Spade Thule, he kicked his wife to death. He killed his brother and his mother too, it's true. And before Rome knew what hit her, fires would grow. Tell me, does this sound like anyone you already know? So where men know why we must walk a while in another man's shoes. And the lie is a lie, not fake news. The stones on your chest ain't really new. These fallen seas around us can rise for me and for you. Take your broken wooden heart, carve yourself a gypsy violin. Make it laugh just like a mother's crying. Listen while it whispers, the world isn't dying. But tomorrow's really not that far. Remember, tomorrow's what we are. Tomorrow's what we are. Remember, tomorrow is what we are.
Berries for Breakfast can help with reasoning, memory, attention and knowledge, a new study has shown. To tell us more, we have Nick Marston, chairman of the industry body British Summer Fruits, and Emma Derbyshire. Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you, Jason.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, Emma, first of all, with your work that you've done over the years, being a registered public health nutritionist and award-winning nutrition health writer, you know a thing or two about what's good for you, and this is where berries come in.
Yep, so this is really interesting new research. And what's unique about it is they used a whole mixture of berries rather than just one type of berry in this study. So they used a combination of strawberries, raspberries, blueberries and blackberries. So the adults ate these berries in the morning and then they followed them up to six hours later, and they noted improvements in their reaction speeds and their accuracy and overall productivity.
So it doesn't have to be one type, but do you think the mix helped, or is it better to eat just one type if that's what you have to hand?
Well, the conclusions drawn by this study are that having a mixture of berries provides you with a mixture of polyphenols, and it's these polyphenols that are thought to have the brain-boosting powers, and they're natural psychochemicals.
So it's making a massive difference to the way people are dealing with day-to-day life. And yeah. Nick, you must be really pleased as chairman of the British Summer Fruits body that it's showing this research and your products are really doing the thing out there to make people's lives a bit better.
Absolutely. I mean, berries are tremendous to eat. They're great tasting and they're really good for you. And, you know, this is another piece of research demonstrating that. Berries are actually now the most consumed fruit of all in the UK. 22% of all fruit is a berry. And the whole market's worth about £1.2 billion a year, which is 2.5 times greater than it was 10 years ago. So I think this is all witness to the fact that berries really are great. They're available all year round now. The varieties are beautiful and they're good for you as well.
Absolutely, and a lot of these are British grown, and that you're able to store them as well, I take it now.
We don't store them. The British season goes right the way through from late April until November, but we're producing super berries now in Spain and Morocco in the winter period, and new varieties that have been introduced means that berries aren't tasteless or crunchy in the winter anymore. They're really great and tasty, so people can go out, buy them now and make lovely mixtures of fresh berries to eat and get all the benefits from it.
And Emma, this helps you avoid the afternoon slump where there's a bit of a dip in your day, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. So it's well recognised that we most of us experience this afternoon slump, tiredness, fatigue, reduced productivity. So if we have berries in the morning with breakfast or as a snack, this research shows it can help to counteract this.
And when you were providing these adults in this double-blind trial, it was this polyphenol-rich berry drink that people were consuming that picked it up. And is this a great way of doing it? Is it stick them in the blender and enjoy it in your Nutribullet?
Yeah, I mean, this is one way, but it was 75 grams of the berry fruit, so that's a portion, and it's a mixture of those four different types of berries. So, really the results could be applied in a general sense. So, yes, you could possibly drink them, but also if you scatter them on your porridge or have them as a snack, then, the results suggest that the findings would be the same.
And what... with this positive influence, what top tips can you actually give people so they can shop around and buy the berries in the best way?
Berries are available now in supermarkets all year round, all four varieties, so strawberries, raspberries, blueberries and blackberries. And actually, I mean, they're great value. People always used to think of berries as expensive, but 75 grams a portion is going to cost you about 40 or 50 pence. A portion of all four to put in your Nutribullet or to eat and snack on is going to be about £2, which is less than you pay for a cup of coffee on the way to work. So great value and readily available.
And completely natural as well, which is the best bit.
Yep, really natural. And also, if you keep them at room temperature rather than in the fridge, they actually ripen and their polyphenol content can actually increase further, research shows.
But as well as the polyphenols, you're getting vitamin C as well in there?
Yeah, a whole range of things, a whole range of antioxidants.
And lots of nice fibre too as well.
Yep, so they're a super snack.
Absolutely. I'm tempted to go out and buy a punnet of something now to cheer myself up a bit this afternoon. With the way my throat is and everything, it's going to help ward off the evils of the illness so that you get over the winter as well, isn't it?
That's it. A whole range of things.
Absolutely. All good benefits there. So where can we get more information?
You can get more information from seasonalberries.co.uk.
So nip along there, check it out and find out how you can improve your diet and improve your day just with some berries at breakfast. Emma Derbyshire and Nick Marston, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's a lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. More with us next week on episode 450. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.